Well, the bid itself has been put together, and it's waiting lodgement, and we'll get advice as to when it's appropriate for lodgement. But just a bit of background to it, I guess. Obviously, developing the north is very much on the Northern Territory Government's agenda. But more broadly, there's a lot of interest with Queensland and Western Australia, and quite obviously the Commonwealth. So there's a real window of opportunity. But in the immediate future, it's not going to be productivity that makes a difference. We have to look at some of the more transformational issues, understanding our markets, understanding our competitors, placing ourselves, getting market advantage, understanding what that means, what we need to do to get there. And that's stuff that really needs a lot of thought put into it. So that was some of the genesis, I guess, behind the initial AgNorth CRC proposal.
Now that it is in a more advanced state, can you give us a bit more detail? As you mentioned, these are some of the priority areas. What will this CRC look like? How will it function, and how will producers here benefit from that?
Well, I think the last question is the most important, to be frank. What it'll look like and how it'll function is still to be developed, in that, you know, we've first got to get it clear what we want to do, and I think that's come together. And if that gets over the line and gets agreement, then, you know, the finer detail of how will flow pretty quickly after that. What it'll do for producers is the big question. I think the things that are slowing the north down at the moment, and I think that things are starting to pick up, are probably two or three things. One is, you know, it's a well-known fact that if you stand in Darwin and look south, there's 24 million. If you look north in a similar distance, there's, you know, close to 2 billion people, or going right up into China. And so there is opportunity there, but to get into that, we've got to understand what the market opportunity is and how we can access our markets. So, for example, and this is just an example, food safety was very much mentioned as an important thing for China. So we produce mangoes, and we produce very good mangoes. Southeast Asia produces billions of mangoes. What's going to be our difference? And quality? And quality assurance, I think, would be a couple of things that you could put together underneath that. So the CRC is to start to look at some of the mechanisms that allow that. And just as a very small example, how can we understand a time to pick fruit that will get to market in perfect condition, but before it is opener to fruit fly infestation, which allows market access into a quality market. So some research on those sort of things. Other examples, I think one of the inhibitors, and, you know, how do we bring in large-scale investment, and investment that's beyond just business investment, but investment that goes out into almost precinct investment and enabling investment. So it opens up agriculture, but also opens up other opportunities. So they're just a couple of examples.
Now, the CRC concept won't go too far without funding, and as we know, the last CRC funding round was cancelled. How confident are you that this bid will be funded, and where will the money actually be coming from?
Well, I guess as far as confidence, we think we've put together a pretty good piece of work, and we think it is well thought out and does give some really good avenues to provide a whole lot of policy and research for developing the north. It'll depend on the Commonwealth's view on that. And that they're the ones that will make that decision, and that's where some of the money will come from. And there's also, we are generating significant industry interest, and the three state jurisdictions and universities will also contribute.
Yeah, it sounds like there's quite a lot of interest coming from some of those more private investors, is that right?
That's right, yes. There's a number of institutions, and without naming them, industry do understand that if they want to invest in the north and be a part of it, they've really got to understand it, but they have to contribute as well.
If all goes to plan, when would you expect to see the CRC actually up and running?
Oh, that's a crystal ball question. It'd be great if we got an answer for something to happen next year. That'd be a great outcome.